Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Chloe 28.7-pound sexy sex doll with big boob and ass from Rillafun. So Rillafun is a fairly new company, but they have 18 years of experience in the industry. They're just striking out on their own, and they have very comparable products to other high-end sex doll torso companies. So we're going to review their newest product, the Chloe 28.7-pound big ass, big boob, sexy sex doll. So here is Chloe's measurements on the website. You can see that she's 59 centimeters or 23.22 inches tall from the top of her neck to the bottom of her little leg nubs. She's got 76 centimeter or 29.92 inch bust size with a 43.5, 17.12 inch waist. And then she's got a 77 centimeter, 30.31 inch kind of circumference around her butt. Now, why is this important? Okay, so we're going to compare this to another brand that I've reviewed a lot on the show, which is the Tantalee torso. So Chloe is very similar to the Brittany from Tantalee. So I'm on the Tantalee website. This is Brittany. Now you can see Brittany weighs 27.3, Chloe weighs 28.7. So you can see they're almost within a pound of each other. You have Brittany is 49 centimeters tall, whereas Chloe is 59. But also notice Brittany does not have leg nubs. She has stumps, so her legs don't bend. She's permanently in like the sitting and or kind of doggy style position, but her legs aren't long enough to lift her butt in the air. But again, look at the price, $399. You look at Chloe, $389. Now this is with the 15% off. So you have to use my URL to get the 15% off. So with Chloe, you get $10 off and you get the like kind of leg nubs. With Brittany from Tantalee, you pay $10 more and you don't get leg nubs, you only get stumps. But look at the measurements. We have 77 centimeters for bust and we have 76 centimeters for bust. For butt, we have 81, but look, it's including the leg stumps. So they're pretty much the same thing. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, slightly bigger than anime body pillow size torso for about the same price, but a little bit more. So again, with Tantalee, you're getting the Brittany with the leg stumps. With Rillafun, you're getting the Chloe, which has the longer kind of cut off legs. So you, and that you could bend them. You can pose them. You could do doggy style. You could spread her legs. With the Brittany, she just has the stumps. It's just part of the doll. And this is for cost cutting and weight cutting. So just be aware, Rillafun is trying to make a splash in the industry by competing with, you know, bigger brands like Tantalee and offering you just a little bit more for a little bit less. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, they are a new company. They're not going to have like the biggest selection. Just be realistic. Anyway, so enough about that. Let's get into the hands-on review.
All right, everyone. This is the Chloe from Rillafun. And as you can see, she's very voluptuous, but she's also a little short. She's not life size. She's anime body pillow size. I'll show you what that looks like in a minute. But the detail is really good. And essentially, what you want to think about is this is a life size, like butt and vagina area. Like this part is life size. Her boobs are life size. But the rest of her is shrunk down to make the doll cheaper, lighter, and, you know, easier to transport and store. It is what it is. This is where the demand is. Now, her boobs are solid. What I mean by solid is they're not hollow. They don't have gel in them. They're just solid TP. So they're going to feel a little firm. So I'll show you what that feels like. You know, like they still have good squish to them. You can still move them and jiggle them. But you like, that's not, a boob should be more jiggly and soft than that. This is more like a butt cheek. So the boobs feel a little bit firm because they're solid TP. They're not gel filled. They're not hollow. Her skeleton bends. So you can do all kinds of positions. I'll show you that in a minute. Okay. So this is Chloe turned around. Now she can lean on her boobs almost like her elbows. Her boobs are very large, so they provide some natural support. But her butt is made out of the same material as the rest of her. So her butt and her boobs feel very similar because they're both solid. Now, it's fine. Like, her butt feels fine, but her boobs are just a little bit too firm. But as you can see, they got good jiggle. They got good spankability. So what more do you want? All right, let me bend her into a position and I'll show you the rest of her. Okay, so I've kind of scrunched up her stomach, you know, leaned her up, and then I've positioned her vagina open with her legs spread. And let's have a look. Let's have a look at the goods. I'm just gonna tilt this camera over. Now you can see the detail work is good. They went a little bit crazy on the color. She got like vagina color all over her thighs. But you can clean that up. You can just use some odorless mineral spirits and you could take that color right off. All right, so here's Chloe in the doggy style position. I bent her back the other way. So instead of doing a sit up, she's kind of arching her back. So it pops her butt up. All right, so as you can see, you have good access to her butthole and her vagina, just as you would expect with a real woman. So doggy style works perfectly fine. And her little leg nubs provide enough support so she can basically, you can prop her up on something and have easy access to it. And that is about all she wrote. Let me show you how she looks when paired with an anime body pillow. All right, so here is Chloe on an anime body pillow in the doggy style position. As you can see, she's about anime body pillow size. I would say she's a little bit larger than anime body pillow size. She's basically in between anime body pillow and life size, what I would call a short stack. Because again, she has a life-size butt, life-size boobs, but the rest of her body's a little bit shrunk down. But she's a little bigger than an anime body pillow in terms of proportions. Let me flip her over and show you her missionary position. All right, so here she is on the other side of the pillow with the missionary position. As you can see, this one works a lot better. I had to lower her down a bit because of her proportionality isn't exact. I wanted you to see the face. But yeah, she's just a little too big. Just barely though. She was just like maybe 10% smaller. She'd be anime body pillow size. So she's basically anime body pillow size plus. But nothing too bad. As you can see, she pairs almost perfectly with the anime body pillow.
Okay, so my final thoughts on the Chloe is this is an excellent anime body pillow size torso. And I understand it's $400. That could be a little bit expensive. That could be out of people's price range. You could get like just the butt for about $250, or you can get just the boob. But if you want both, you know, you're going to be paying about $400. And so if you want the total experience for missionary doggy style, then this is what you want. Now, if you're going to lay on her, like with missionary, her size is going to be an issue. But if you pair her with an anime body pillow and you're already used to that scaled down size, because an anime body pillow isn't the size of a person, it's the size of a body pillow, and the image is shrunk down onto that body pillow. So if you're used to that already, this is fine. And unlike some dolls that I've looked at, this is definitely an adult. It doesn't, even though it's shrunk down, I mean, you could say it's a short stack, it's like a midget, but it's definitely not a child. Has life-size butt, life-size boobs, slightly shrunk down, but it's good to go. So pretty light, less than 30 pounds, pretty affordable, less than $400, pairs well with an anime body pillow, and it's with a brand new brand that's trying to, you know, again, make a splash by offering a little bit more for a little bit less. So check out the Rillafun Chloe. I'm really excited to be working with Rillafun. They look like a good company. Good to see more competition in the space. So that's about it. Use the URL in the description to get 15% off. You have to use the URL. So if you want the 15% off, it'll automatically be applied. You have to use the URL in the description. If you just go there, there's no coupon code, only URL works. So just keep that in mind. I need to emphasize that. Anyway, thank you Rillafun for letting me review this doll. Thank you for watching. This is Turd Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.